Pledge. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So it looks like we have a presentation on the agenda tonight from the second grade STEAM project.
We do, yes.
Yes,
Mrs. great. Cummings has brought a few of her star pupils and some projects, so why don't you introduce these guys, and I know they're a little nervous.
I think we are all a little nervous. I prefer to be in the classroom. So my name is Sherry Cummings. I'm in my 23rd year here at Whitehall, so I'm here for a number of years, and special ed and also in regular ed, so I've kind of been on the education field. So who I have with me today is Aurora Eggleston, I have Aria Eggleston, I have Aubrey Cook, I have Archer Eggleston, and then Max Hollister is on his way. So one of the things I started doing a few years ago was when STEM first started to come about, I started doing some in-service things and researching and going to a few conferences, things on my own. And then what I wanted to try to do was figure out a way to bring that into the classroom. So my first steps at doing it was just using like the paper towel rolls, toilet paper rolls, trying to do some building and things like that. And here is us in our classroom. This is my class. And here is what is STEAM. So what has transpired over the past year is it used to be recognized as STEM. Some people still recognize it as only science, technology, engineering, and math. But now the arts has been incorporated in it. Some people validate it, some don't. So it's still kind of, you'll hear STEM being discussed and STEAM being discussed. STEAM is a philosophy of education that embraces teaching skills and subjects in a way that resembles real life. The letters in STEAM stand for science, technology, engineering, arts, and mathematics. Here is our September pencil challenge. The challenge was to build the tallest tower you can with your team. They were given pencils. They weren't told how to build it. They weren't told how to design it. What they quickly started to discover as they were building was that you needed a strong foundation. And without the strong foundation, your tower is probably going to tip over. Well, then they started having the idea. I think I gave them like 25 pencils first to build with. So then we decided, well, what would happen? One group joined my group. So then our tower kept getting bigger. Well, eventually we had everybody's pencils in the challenge, and sure enough, we made the tower work, and that's the tower with all of the pencils that we could find in our classroom. We even borrowed a few boxes from the office. And that was our pencil challenge for September, and we were so excited that it stayed long enough that we could take a picture. So then I tried create a paperclip teacher, which is a challenge where they create a standing teacher using only paperclips. And so what they ended up doing, this is Aubrey over here on the left, building hers with a Play-Doh. There's Drake Ferguson in the middle, and he was building his lying down. And he kept trying to get it to stand up and couldn't. Aria managed to get her standing up, and that's Aria's in the last picture there. She managed to figure out a way to bend the paper clip and make it still stand, which was pretty cool. I do a free exploration time, which is the challenge of creating something from your own imagination or to take a design and make it better. The one thing I've tried to instill in them, into my students, is that they need a blueprint. They need to have a design. They have to figure out the details. They need to figure out what materials they'll need, how they can make it better. And we've talked about how some ideas work and some ideas don't. Sometimes we need to abandon the idea. Sometimes we might abandon it for a day or two and then realize, okay, I got a better way to work it, and they'll create some other opportunities. Here, a student on the left, Donovan, was just allowed to explore, see what he could build and create. He created his igloo tower using toothpicks and foam balls. That's Aubrey's? Aria's.
Aria's?
Okay, that one's yours. Aria's robot before it was standing. I'm going to let her show what the final product is. She added legs and even a trap door into the middle, and she wrote the alpha note asking him to visit her robot, and he managed to jump inside the robot and was hanging outside of it the day we came in the morning. This is what the exploration looks like. On the right, that's Aria, Aurora, and Aubrey. What I like about the free exploration time is that the students are just allowed to kind of go and build and get their hands on things, try something. They've made pencil holders for their desk. One made a bank and took it home because he needed a bank. Another one said, my mom keeps losing her cell phone, so I'm going to make a holder for my mom so that she can put her cell phone on, I think it was Max. I could put my cell phone on one side and put the cell phone on the other. So I do not have to use your phone, but your son's got to take care of, don't worry. So he was talking about building like a cell phone holder. I like taking the real world, bringing it in here, and I will say we've got through so much duct tape. If anybody has duct tape around and lying around, send it our way. I just bought a few more large rolls, but we use a lot of duct tape. We use a lot of cardboard, tissue boxes, shoe boxes, anything. We've used baby food containers, you name it, yogurt things, pudding cups. So that's kind of what we're doing, trying to get more hands-on. It's amazing the problem-solving skills that you'll see that students are able to do and apply it to the other content areas. I think the coolest thing that I've discovered as I've been doing it is that behaviors have gone to the wayside. It's really, they're having so much fun building and creating that you don't have the behaviors that you used to have. Even the most challenging students are over there, and you sometimes find them the most creative ones. So it's pretty cool to watch. So I'm going to turn it over to my students, and I'll call them up, and they can kind of show you what they built and created. This is Aria. She's looking like So do you want to talk about it? They're a little shy, so I don't want to make anybody, but here's, you tell me if I need to show something. This is the trap door that she had created. She was having trouble trying to figure out how to get the legs to stand, so then she built these other legs to come off it. And rather than just abandoning the idea, she said she's the kind of kid who's like, I know I can get this, I gotta figure it out. And she wanted to fix the cup, and then she's like, oh, I just need to take it apart. I'm like, no, don't take it apart, it's all good. And she's like, no, I can make it. And I'm like, no! And so I'm the one, you know, with the quirks and issues, and she's like, it's okay, I can do this. I'm like, okay. So this is her robot that she had made. She didn't have a design to look at. She just started using her brain to figure out what she wanted to do. Pringles cans, tissue box, all different. Whatever I have at home, I kind of just keep bringing in. So if you want to take it home today, you can. And then I have, this is Aubrey. She made a robot as well. Aubrey's, and she added hair to the end of it. And Aubrey has three things that she has here. She also redesigned Santa's sleigh, and we talked about how you could kind of create it to make it a little more like, yeah, Santa has a nice sleigh, but what could we do to make Santa's sleigh better? And some of them were putting airplanes underneath. So that if the jets, yeah, so then they had a backup plan, so that I thought that was kind of cool. But again, it's all their ideas, their imagination. Allow them to go and play, make mistakes, try things, see how it works. So that's another one. And the famous Adelholtz. Here's, I have Max Hollister and Aubrey Cook. So here's Aubrey's and Max Hollister, if you can come down. Demonstrate them. I have pom-poms right in there. We talked about a little bit about catapults. I brought in a catapult that my daughter had made when she was in first grade. And I was showing them. And so what they tried to do was figure out a way that they can make a catapult. Colt, we talked about what you need. Here is your pom-pom bit. Try the spoon in different spots, see what happens. So it's a matter of just trial and error. I don't like giving them the answers for anything. I like for them to figure out how all that works. So also our last thing that I will share, or our last two things that are over there, our CKLA reading series for grade 2 has a unit called Folk Tales and Fables. And in that, it has Beauty and the Beast, the fisherman and his wife. It has all these different tales. So what we did was at the end of the domain, I said to my students, we made a list of all the different stories that we have read. And I said, okay, I want you to choose one. And I want you to create something from one of the stories. I don't care what you make. Enough, one of my students made a fish from the fisherman's wife, and he had the man with a fishing pole. I like to leave it open-ended because I want to see where the brain's going to go. Well, a lot of them picked Beauty and the Beast. So Archer built Beauty and the Beast's castle and tried to create it to see how he thought Beauty and the Beast's castle would look like. So if you want to come over here, Ben.
I know.
Trust me, I swipe more than you. I'd rather be in the classroom, not out.
That's a big castle.
This is his castle. If you want to tell about what you had to do, because I think he might help. You want to tell what you did, and I'll hold it.
I had to do it, and I was gonna make it like this one layer up right here, and I was gonna put that right here. But then I decided to make another layer really easy, and then I put what goes up here, and then.
Trying something, testing it, does it work, doesn't it work? If it works, they fasten it down and the duct tape starts going into action. But it's you can't in a book or at a test see all the thinking that goes on. But when you watch students build and create, it's amazing how their brains work. It's amazing to see how they're constantly trying to figure out a better way to make it better. And then I have over here also Aurora. Eggleston and Aurora, I want to show your Santa sleigh that you redesigned. You can come over. Come in. It's easier being in the room than in the library. So, do you want to tell what you did? I kind of knew what we're talking and what you probably thought. When we were doing the Santa sleighs, I said to them, you know, I want you to start to think of ways that you can look at some things that are already done, look and see if there's a way to revise it, look and see if there's a way to make it better. These students are very smart. They're very intelligent. They have amazing brains. they need to be challenged, and they're wanting to be challenged. They want to build, they want to create, and the only way they can do that is if we give them moments like this to build and create. I get we have to test, I get we have to do all that, but this is where you see like their best learning. And if you ask them what's their favorite part of the day, you're going to hear it's, you know, when they get to build and create. And you can take these skills and apply them into our other content areas. So I'm thankful for the class I have. I love them. They're great. And I thank you for coming tonight, all you
parents.
If I can, Kennedy, take a picture now.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you very much.
Just want the board of education to stand up.
Yeah. Well.
Thank you.
We're supposed to get it in front of the gray wall.
So Kennedy O'Dell is here to take the Board of Education's picture.
Okay. And she wants to get to the snack.
And she's anxious to put you all in front of the gray wall.
Okay. In other words, you want us to stand up?
Unfortunately.
What?
Oh, no, I'm trying to tell them they're going to have to stand up for their picture.
They're trying to be nice. You can just holler at them. Go here.
Nicole says you're going to get the tie on her. That's what she said.
There's a harassment form on here, Pat, if he's harassing you.
Hurt feeling reports?
Yeah.
Did you really?
No. That's a joke in the office. So. Although we made one up and gave it to Trevor.
Okay, we're down to board comments. Does anyone have anything that they want to raise before we get on with the rest of the meeting?
Yes, I'd like to thank Mr. Chandler and I never can remember her name, Miss Clark.
Miss Clark. Mm-hmm.
For the wonderful Christmas concert. It was great.
There's another one tomorrow night.
Yeah, no,
there is. Right. Anything else? All right. Superintendent comments.
All right. First and foremost, we certainly need to thank our community for the overwhelming support we received for the building project vote held back on the 11th. While we had a low turnout, our percentage of yes votes was exceptionally high, so I'm extremely pleased. Certainly look forward to the design phase and getting our documentation into SED so we can get moving on this project. Certainly something that will help prepare the Whitehall Central School Districts for decades. Back on December 3rd and 4th, we held a series of legislative visits with our regional legislators, and as part of that, we talk each year about our Washington, Saratoga, Warren, Hamilton, Essex County legislative priorities. And we speak to the boards of education each year about our legislative priorities, and this year ours were finally formalized today. And the areas that we're looking at focusing on again this year include funding and adjusting the foundation formula. The foundation formula is one of the formulas by which school districts obtain aid from the state government. Presently, they have a weighting factor where they're looking at free and reduced lunch as the highest weighting factor for the aid that comes into school districts. Now, understand that it's been almost two decades since the state has updated their formula, so they're They're focusing on data from the 1990s when the Whitehall School District had a free and reduced lunch population of about 40%. We're presently at 62%. That being said, if the funding formula is accurately adjusted, the school district would be seeing substantially more aid coming in, and that would take more burden off our taxpayers. So again, that's legislative priority one. Priority two is to increase the threshold of aid for CTE programs. The career and technical education programs are our BOCES programs where we're teaching our students skills. And at this point, the aid on BOCES instructional salaries was capped in 1992, and that was capped at $30,000. There isn't a teacher anywhere that makes $30,000. The average salary right now is about $65,000 for the average CTE teacher at BOCES. And if they adjust that fee scale and adjust the aid for school district, we'd be looking at almost $1.5 million additional dollars coming into our BOCES region, which would reduce overall costs for school districts. We're also looking at increasing building aid for small capital projects. At this point, there is a $100,000 maximum that school districts can spend each year on small building projects and additions within school districts, within buildings. We're looking at increasing that to $250,000 because, as you all understand, $100,000 doesn't really cover much when we've got to jump through the hoops that school districts have to jump through. And lastly, you're all aware of the Smart Bond Act, which enables school districts to purchase technology and safety equipment. Sadly, this was poorly conceived, and school districts that are submitting applications for Smart Bond money is sitting at the State Education Department for in excess of a year, which results in the packages that are being submitted for the specific technology as well as the dollar amounts being woefully outdated by the time they're approved. So technology changes, cost change over the course of that year, so there's a push to get those applications approved much more quickly at SED. So again, those are the four legislative priorities that the Warren, Saratoga, Washington, Hamilton, Essex County BOCES superintendents have put together this year, and we will be asking, as we have in the past 4 years, boards of education throughout the region to approve these legislative priorities, at which point all the superintendents will be signing off. We'll be sending it to our legislators as well as to the state education and state finance committees. Let's see. We are in process now. We discussed it at last month's Board of Education meeting, the mathematics audit. Surveys have gone out to our teachers, and lesson plans as well as instructional materials have been requested. Again, the purpose is just to see what we're doing and determine where our weaknesses may be so we can enhance our math program throughout the district. Just a reminder, in case anyone has forgotten, next Friday begins the Christmas recess. We return back to school on January 2nd. Frank and I will be attending a legislative breakfast on January 11th at the Meyer Center. We'll have the opportunity to meet with all the legislators here in our region and recognize some business partners. Winter sports has started. I'm certainly happy to see the building full of our student athletes. And a quick reminder that January 28th will be our next Board of Education meeting. It's a late meeting because of the holiday. That's all I have.
Very good. Thank you, sir. Okay, moving along. Let's bring down the board and staff report. Item number 8, treasurer's report. We need to take action. Any comment on those before we proceed?
I would recommend the board take action to approve the treasurer's report. If I could make one comment, though, as Jody mentioned at the last meeting, we have been discussing a concern with Washington County. Washington County has historically been collecting the taxes on state lands. And in our district, they collect $670,140 worth of taxes from the state. Those taxes are typically paid in early September, and the county has been sitting on the school district money each year until mid-April, which results in several thousand dollars of interest payments that should be coming to the school district, not coming to the school district, and understand that $670,000 is 16% of our overall tax levy. So we have reached out to school council. We've spoken with the New York State Comptroller's Office. We've also discussed this with Al Nolette, who is the Washington County Treasurer. There are no legal grounds on which the county has to stand for holding our money. And we've also spoken to the New York State Comptroller's Office, who was surprised that this was happening. So I have sent a letter to the county requesting that we get our money ASAP, and in the future that those monies are paid to the school district as soon as they're collected.
Thank you, sir.
Sure.
Do we have a motion to approve those reports as provided?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Brooks.
Second.
Second by Mr. LaChapelle. Any discussion? I have two quick questions.
Sure.
I think one of them Patrick just answered. I saw the real property tax still uncollected as of the end of November is just over $1 million. Is that 670 included in that?
Yes, it is. Yeah. And if I just might add a little bit more to the explanation, in the past, the district used tax collecting software that was independent of the county system. So truly, when we ran our unpaid report at the end of the year, our database reflected all the statements being uncollected because the check was sent to the county. This year, we moved to the online system that the county uses. So when I ran my unpaid taxes at the end of the tax collection season, we came up short by the state lands, which indeed we discovered that they were paid by the state September 12th. So that's kind of what started it. And what brought it to our attention was because we changed tax collecting systems this year.
And the other one I had real quickly, and if you don't know the answer, that's fine, but I suspect you're going to. The general aid, there's a basic formula for general aid, and our district was allocated $6.8 million. And as of the end of November, we've only collected 1.1. Is there some calendar the state
follows? Yeah, there's a payment schedule that they go out. They know that the schools are collecting taxes in September, so we just got a large aid payment in this month.
Okay.
General aid, so yes.
Just spread them out, of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't have any other questions. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anyone else have anything? Any questions? All those in favor of approving those reports?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Board minutes. Approval motion required from November 19th.
I recommend the board take action to approve the minutes of November 19,
2018. Okay. We have a motion to approve those minutes.
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Norton.
Second.
Second by Mr. Dudley. Any discussion on the minutes? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Resolution. Oh, I'm sorry. Approval of CSE minutes.
There were a series of CSE meetings held on November 8th and 27th of 2018. I would recommend approval.
Okay. We have a motion to approve those minutes.
Moved.
Moved by Mr. Brooks.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Waters. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Resolution for tabulation for the special district meeting.
With thanks to our community, I would recommend the board take action to approve the results in tabulation as well as a declaration of the special district meeting, which was our vote on the capital project held December 11th of 2018.
Okay. Do we have a motion to approve that resolution?
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Waters.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Norton. Is there any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Legislative priorities.
As I mentioned in my report, I would recommend the board take action to approve both the legislative priorities as well as our advocacy priority resolution, which basically approves the legislative priorities so that we can sign off on those and get them sent off to our legislators for the upcoming budget season.
We have a motion to approve those priorities.
So moved, yeah.
Moved by Mr. Dudley.
Second.
Second by Mr. LaChapelle. Is there any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Advocacy priorities resolution. Is that actually?
Yeah, it's all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Budget calendar.
Jody has included in your packets the recommended budget calendar for this year's budget vote. So I would recommend the board take action to approve the 2019-2020 budget calendar.
Okay. Do we have a motion to approve the calendar?
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Norton.
Second.
By Mrs. Waters.
She's
is there any discussion?
She didn't want to.
She fell again.
She really wanted to approve that.
Is there any discussion on the calendar? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Resignations.
With thanks, I would like to recommend the board accept Kristen Carey's resignation. Kristen has accepted a position as a guidance counselor with BOCES.
We have a motion to accept that resignation.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Brooks.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Waters. That was Mrs. Waters, right?
That was.
Okay. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Wish her well. Appointments.
We do have a series of appointments. Folks that would like to recommend. First, and he's sitting here in our audience with a big smirk on his face. I think he assumes he's going to get appointed. I would like to recommend that we offer the probationary appointment to Mr. Adam Coble, microcomputer repair technician. He just passed his test with civil service, so congratulations.
Nice.
Good job.
Does anyone object to us doing all of these together?
No.
Okay. Read on.
We also recommend the board take action to appoint Mr. Josh Brown to a permanent position as a cleaner here within the district. He has completed his provisional appointment time. I'd also recommend that the Board of Education permanently appoint Mrs. Aya Greeno to the position of food service worker. The probationary appointment of Mrs. Andrea Maynard to the position of guidance counselor. She'll be replacing Mrs. Carey, wonderful person, great counselor. She's been a counselor now. She's in her third year working at Afton Central School District. So we're able to steal her away from Afton, so we look forward to having her join us. I'd also like to recommend the appointment of Ms. Chelsea Morse to the position of peer helpers advisor. That position is being vacated by Mrs. Carey upon her departure. I'd also like to recommend the provisional reappointment of Mrs. Jenna Bosclair to the position of guidance counselor secretary. She'll need to sit for the appropriate civil service exam when that comes up. I'd also recommend the 26-week probationary appointment of Mrs. Shiloh Vicarian to the position of teacher aide, bus aide. The 26-week appointment of Jared Burnell to the position of teacher aide, bus aide, and Evelyn Gordon to the 26-week probationary appointment of teacher aide, bus aide. So we are certainly look forward to having each of these folks join us. And again, would offer my recommendation to the board for approval.
Okay. Do we have a motion to approve those appointments?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Brooks.
Second.
Second by Mr. Dudley. Any discussion? What's the term on the reappointment for the guidance counselor secretary?
The term is until she takes the assessment. She takes the test because she is not presently, has not yet passed the exam that she's passed. So when that next test is offered, she would need to sit for it.
Okay.
So it's like the position Adam was in, you have to wait until the test come up. When the test come up, they need to sit for the exam and pass it.
Okay. Thank you. Any other discussion on the appointments? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Congratulations, Mr. Coble.
Probably didn't even know he was on the agenda.
I had a feeling. I didn't know if it was something like something.
Leave of absence.
With congratulations, I would like to recommend that the Board of Education approve Mrs. Megan Reynolds' leave of absence on or about April 5th for family leave.
We have a motion to approve the leave of absence.
Absolutely.
Moved by Mr. LaChapelle, second by Mr. Dudley.
Mm-hmm.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Congratulations, Mr. Reynolds.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
It's a girl.
Having a girl. Harassment discrimination policy.
The past two Board of Education meetings, we have had the harassment anti-discrimination policy on the agenda for first and second read. I would recommend the board take action for the final approval of said harassment anti-discrimination policy and complaint form. Okay.
Do we have a motion to approve that policy?
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Norton.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Waters.
Sorry. Okay,
I know it's not Mr. Rock, but we have to separate you two.
I'll come forward.
Second by Mrs. Waters. Is there any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Disposals.
We have quite a number of aging filing cabinets that we would like to dispose of. There are 14 presently. I would recommend the board take action to allow us to dispose of those 14 filing cabinets and place them on Auctions International.
We have a motion to approve the disposal of those cabinets.
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Water. Second by Mrs. Arklett. That was easy. Any discussion? I assume they're empty.
They're locked.
All those in favor? Opposed? Carried. Building use.
We have a couple of requests for pool usage. The first pool usage is December 21st, 22nd, 26th, and 29th for certification of lifeguards. The second is March 27th, and that is just a recert for current lifeguards. Both certainly benefit our population here in Whitehall. The third request is from Mr. Chandler, who is looking to utilize our facilities for the countywide all-county music festival, which is a fantastic event if you've never been to one of those. School districts from throughout the region all get together. It's a terrific weekend-long event. So if you have an opportunity to attend, I would strongly suggest it.
That's great. We have a motion to approve the building usage requests.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Brooks.
Second.
Second by Mr. Dudley. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. No items of information, and we are down to visitors' comments with regards to items on the agenda tonight. Anyone have anything they want to raise? Nothing. We have a motion to adjourn the meeting.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Brooks.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Waters. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay.
Are they raising their hands down there when they make motions down?